miracles can happen. Some miracles can happen now. For the Spirit of the Lord,
the Spirit of the Lord is here.
Heaven is all around.
Heaven is all around.
Let the Spirit in.
The Spirit of the Lord is here.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to sing it all before we go to prayer.
Thank God for my wife being here. Thank God for all of you. We thank God for blessing Evangelist Karen's family, for traveling mercies over the dangerous airways. We can take nothing for granted. Amen. We serve a good God. So today we have a special guest that's going to minister the word for you. So can we all receive Elder Maggie at this time for hearty amen?
Giving honor to God, giving honor to our pastor, assistant pastor, giving honor to the elders, the ministers, the evangelists, the deacons, giving honor to my lovely wife, giving honor to the saints and visitors and friends. I say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Come on, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
If I was to sing a song this afternoon, and I won't, but it's on my heart, the song would be, "Where He Leads Me, I Will Follow. I Will Follow. I'll Go With Him." With Him. Not halfway, not three quarters of the way, but what? What?
Church
to get closer to God. If you're close, get closer. You and I can't get close enough. There's no such thing as I'm close enough to Jesus. I gotta stop praying. I gotta stop fasting. I've gotta stop reading and studying the Bible. I gotta stop coming to Bible study in church on Sunday. There's no such thing. If you're close, get closer. Amen? We have to do this to the world. Come on now. What am I doing? What am I doing? We have to turn our back on the world and the evil, satanic, spiritual system and influence of the world. We have to turn our back on it. One songwriter says, I have decided. Can't go for nobody else, but I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning, no turning, no turning back. The cross before me and the world. Where's the world? What does that mean? That means that I choose not to follow Satan. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I choose not to walk in the flesh. I choose not to go in the wide and broad way. My goodness, I'm trying to get to my message. We're living in an exciting time if you're a child of God. And at the same time, we're living in perilous times. I heard this minister say on the radio, Jesus' second coming is soon. He said, if you're not looking for him, he's not coming back for you. Did y'all catch that? Can I say it one more time? If you're not looking for him for his second coming, that means he's not coming back for you. That's pretty powerful. That's pretty powerful. I want you to stand as we go to God's word briefly. We want to turn to Matthew 16th chapter. We want to go to verse 26. I'm sorry, verse 24. Verse 24. We want to start here at this scripture. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
But it's on the screen. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profit if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? I could just park right there, my goodness. You may be seated. You could just run on with those two scriptures right there. Then Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, or woman, let him or her deny them himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. I want to take for a thought this afternoon, God had put on my heart. If we are going to walk with Christ, we are going to pay a price. If we are going to walk with Christ, we are going to pay a price. Surrendering and giving your life to Christ is a beautiful thing. It is the sole purpose you and I were born into this world. We were born into this world not for our own selfish purpose. My Bible and your Bible tells you and I that we were born for God's purpose and for his pleasure. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. A life outside of Christ is an empty life. A life outside of Christ is an unfulfilled life. Amen. Amen. You can argue with me till Jesus comes back. But outside of Christ, there is a void, there is an emptiness inside of every human being. And that emptiness won't be fulfilled until you surrender your life to Christ. Can we say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Living for Him is the ultimate. Living for Him is everything. Because without Jesus, we can do nothing. Those that have refused to live for God, those that refuse to surrender their lives to God, they may have wealth, fortune, and fame, popularity. Education is good, but education without Jesus, you ain't nothing but an educated dummy. Come on. Amen. You're an educated dummy. Scripture says the fool have said in their heart, there is no God. Now you got some educated people that are atheists, and then you have some not educated people that are atheists. But to deny the creator of all life, God had them put it in the Psalms twice. Psalms 114 and 1 and 153 and 1. Put it in there twice so there'll be no excuse. Hallelujah. I can remember that all my life, God was calling me and drawing me, tugging on my heart. And I was resisting and running and trying to duck and dodge and hide. God might be dealing with somebody right here as we sit, as we speak. But that's between you and God. But I want you to understand this thing. You will not find true satisfaction in this life until you surrender your life to Jesus. Can I get a witness? Does somebody in here know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. If we are going to walk with Christ, and it is a beautiful life, but it's not a wimpy life. God does not want, God does not need, and God will not have no coward soldiers. When you and I get saved and become born again, spiritually we enter into the army of the Lord. You may not have been in man's military, but if you're walking with Christ, you're now in God's military. And you've heard me speak about how I was in the service and how the natural relates to the spiritual. It is so true. Amen? It is so true. You and I who are in Christ, we're in a spiritual army. And we're in a spiritual war. And we have a spiritual enemy. And you have to fight spirit with spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. Let us turn to St. Luke chapter 14. I want to go there. Hallelujah. If we're going to live for Christ, we have to pay a price. Now, Jesus paid the ultimate price, didn't he? The ultimate price was that he went to Calvary and he laid down his life. John the Baptist said when he was baptizing down by the river Jordan concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world." Hallelujah. We're not going to go through the Old Testament because there were all kind of types and shadows there of that which was to come. Paul said the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. In other words, the Old Testament and the law, it was like a big arrow pointing towards Calvary. The ultimate price was paid. But when you and I give our lives to Jesus, we have to pay a price. What? We have to pay a price. Yes. And that price is self-denial. Jesus said, if any man and that meant for a woman to come after me, let them first deny themselves. That's a tough one right there. Because once you get saved, your flesh isn't saved. Your spirit is. And once you and I give our lives to Christ, the battle just begins. Amen? It just begins. What do you mean it just begins? We find there's a war going on inside of us. Prior to that, we had no war because we walked in spiritual darkness. We did the things that we wanted to do, thought what we wanted to think, went where we wanted to go, said what we wanted to say, do what we wanted to do. Amen? Watch what we wanted to watch. Listen to the music we wanted to listen to. Prior to that, but once we gave our lives to Jesus, hallelujah, once we gave our lives to Christ, and it's like in the military when you have the best of the enemy, they throw up their hands. I give up. I surrender. That's what it was like when you and I gave our lives to Christ. But that surrendering doesn't stop right then. It is a day-by-day life of surrendering to Christ. Paul said, I die daily. I got to crucify this flesh. Hallelujah. Let's see what Luke has to say in the 14th chapter of Luke, verse 20. I want to go up to 25, Alexis. Okay? Go to verse 25. And there went great multitudes with him. Keep in mind, great multitudes, amen? And he turned and said unto them, if any man, and that goes for a woman too, come to me and hate not his father. This word hate in the Greek means to love less. Amen? He is not literally telling them to hate anybody, but it means you have to put God above everybody. Come on, say amen. If any man or woman come to me and hate not his father, mother, wife, children, or brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. This walk of God is a beautiful life. Hallelujah. It is the best thing that has happened to you and I. But we can't allow this flesh to have its way. We can't allow this flesh to raise its ugly head up. Hallelujah. We have to crucify this flesh. We have to die to self. We have to do like John the Baptist says, I must decrease that Christ may increase. Hallelujah. It's not hard to die to self. But what we must do, we must surrender. There's a blessing in surrendering to Christ. Hallelujah. There's a blessing. Peter says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he might exhort you in due time. There's a blessing when we humble ourselves. The Bible says that God resisteth the proud, but he giveth grace to the humble. Now listen to this. As almighty as God is, resisteth the proud. Here, God can do anything but fail, but he's going to resist the proud. Why? Because he can't do nothing with an arrogant spirit. He can't do nothing with heady and high-minded. Lucifer got lifted up in pride. We all know what happened to him, amen? And those angels that chose to follow him, God can't do nothing with pride but resist it. But when we humble ourselves, we get his attention then. When we humble ourselves, he's looking at us for sure then. When we humble ourselves, God can work with you and I. He can mold you and I. He can shape you and I. He can make us to be what he would have us to be. Hallelujah. We are going to have to pay a price. A lot of people don't want to pay the price. Hallelujah. Suffering is involved. Suffering is involved. Look at 2 Timothy, 3rd chapter. Let us turn there, 2 Timothy chapter number 3. Let me get it. Hallelujah. The more I studied this and prepared for this, I said, Lord, there's just so much. Hallelujah. There's not enough time to teach and talk on this. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 10. But thou hast fully known my doctrine. This is Paul talking to Timothy, or writing to him. Manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which come unto me at Antioch and Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Verse number 12, yea, and let's read that together. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall what? Shall suffer persecution. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Well, why do I have to suffer? You're going to have to suffer because you're walking in the light, and people are walking in spiritual darkness. There is a difference. There's a big difference. You've been delivered out of sin. They're still in sin. It doesn't mean we're better than them, but it means we have surrendered our lives to God and have been obedient to His word. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter number 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Talking about suffering. Verse number 11. Chapter 2, 2 Timothy, verse 11. If it is a faith, it is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. Hallelujah. The thing about the suffering that you and I have to endure, God will help us. God will be with us. God will strengthen us. God will sustain us. God will watch over us. We have the power of the world to come. And once you start walking with the Lord Jesus Christ, you and I will never be the same. Never. Hallelujah. Thank God we'll never be the same. You and I will never fit back out there like we once did before. Why is this? Just like the songwriter said, oh, there's a great change in me. There's a great change in me. I am so happy. I am so free. Since Jesus brought me out of darkness into this marvelous light. There's a great change in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romans chapter number 8. Let us go to Romans chapter number 8. Hallelujah. Ha, hallelujah. I'm excited. I'm excited. Romans chapter number 8, verse 18. I don't let discouragement bother me. I'm not boasting and bragging. I'm just letting you know that we have the power of the Holy Ghost. If we keep our eyes on Christ, we won't let discouragements, disappointments, and things come that bother us, upset us. Not that I can't serve God anymore. Amen. God is not going to allow more to come upon you and I than we can bear. We have to trust and believe Him. We have to have a love for His word. We have to have a love for His people. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Ellen Carraway was talking about Wednesday night, faith and obedience. It's not hard to be obedient to God. verse number 18. Listen to what Paul said. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You and I have to realize that we're coming down the home stretch of this spiritual race. The finish line is in view. Jesus is at the finishing line. And he said, come on, my bride. Come on, my church. You can make it. Hallelujah. I laid my life down and I rose the third day. I sent my spirit back out. Hallelujah. On the day of Pentecost, you can make it. You can go on. You can endure. You can persevere. I want you to realize this thing. Time is short. It is time to be saved.
But I want you to know this thing. The price will be worth it all. Yeah.
Just like the songwriter said, when we see Jesus,
yes,
it will be worth it all. Let me tell you something. For the saints of God, hallelujah, when we hear that trump and we go up in the air, it'll be the end of the beginning. What is that? It'll be the end of all the suffering, all right, the end of all persecution, the end of all temptation, the end of all trials, the end of all this mess, the end of the fighting in our minds, the end of the ache. Here ache, there ache, everywhere ache, ache. Hallelujah. And we're going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. It'll be the beginning of all eternity. Hallelujah. And believe me, that beast burning forever. Amen?
Yes.
I thank God.
Yes.
I want you all to stand.
Yes.
I want you all to stand. Ministers and elders, come forth.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
If we are going to walk with Christ, we are going to have to pay a price.
Yes.
The price will be worth it. The song said it'll be worth it all when we see Jesus. Hallelujah. And we're living in the last and evil days. Time is short. Jesus is coming back for a bride without spot or wrinkle. It's time to have our minds made up. Joshua said, choose ye this day who you're going to serve. He said, as for me and my house, and I take it personal, because I'm talking about this earthen vessel. As for me and my house, not just the roof over my head, but as for me and this earthen vessel, I'm going to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Elder Gibbs.